born to broadcast. Television news anchor, radio news anchor. This lady knows Lansing and is about to let you in on the latest. 1320 WILS presents Cheryl Fritz, your host for Fritz and Friends.
Welcome to Fritz and Friends on this Wednesday evening. Cheryl Fritz here along with producer Scott Eckersley, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Ann Rosewarne, who's president of the Michigan Health Council. Good evening, Ann. How are you?
Good evening. I'm very good, Cheryl.
Very good. Would you mind if we just started with what the Michigan Health Council is, just so the listeners have the background of where we're coming from?
You know, I'd be glad to tell you about that. The Michigan Health Council is a nonprofit that's been around for about 65 years, and we focus on health workforce, from education of a health workforce to supply and demand in the field. And we try to always make sure that Michigan residents have an adequate supply of doctors, nurses, PAs, PTs, occupational therapists.
So you cover the gamut.
We do.
And the reason for my call to you was an article in the Free Press the other day talking about 8 major hospital systems in southeastern Michigan planning to hire as many as 14,000 people this year. And they run the gamut as well, from doctors and nurses to, the article talked about, chaplains, medical billing, coders, and information technology specialists, all in areas you cover. And anytime we're talking about that many hires in the state of Michigan, that's exciting news.
Well, Cheryl, it is exciting news, and I think that we are just trying to understand, not only in our state, but in the United States, what, if anything, will happen with health care reform and how that will affect the workforce. We know without reform, we have shortages in many of our health professions, and there are jobs. In fact, health care is Michigan's number one employer at the present time, with all its clinical employment, all the people that employ clinical personnel and the attendant laundry and other services that go along with clinical service. So it is the number one employer of Michigan. It's almost always in the top five of every town in Michigan. Hospitals, clinics are huge revenue producers for our state.
You know, you said, I think if I heard you right, without health care reform, there's going to be shortages.
Correct.
And what do you need to see happen in that area? Would you like to see happen in that area that would help the workforce that you're working for?
You know, what we'd like to see is we'd like to see the cap come off graduate medical education so that we can train more physicians. Michigan State has opened 2 new medical schools down in Detroit and one in Grand Rapids. Central Michigan is opening a new medical school, Beaumont. And so we have more medical students coming out, but we don't have residency slots for them. And so we need to have more residency slots in our hospitals around the state. We'd like to see them do that. We'd like to see them increase enrollment. You've heard about waiting lists at all of our schools for all of the health professions. Nursing has waiting lists everywhere.
And removing that cap would do what? Then allow more into the residency program?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
What, and specifically, when we're talking about, let me back up, what skills are needed and are these hospitals looking for in these several tens of thousands of jobs they're looking for, 14,000 approximately?
Well, since I'm not an academic, I'm going to give you what I think is the most important skill.
That's
Cheryl,
what I'm looking
for. What they really look for. I think interpersonal skills are crucially important. You know, the ability to communicate, to reach out to people, to be compassionate. But they also have to have a good grounding in science. And it depends on, you know, how many years the course is, how much science they need to have. But they certainly need to have the basics in high school. So if there are high school students out there who are thinking health careers, get all the science you can.
And our mothers told us that. Our mothers and fathers told us that. See, we need to pay attention.
That's right.
Why, we were looking at some of these fun classes. A quote that I like that you had in this article, Ann, said, "Sometimes upward mobility is hard without further training and education." That's what we're talking about here.
Right.
A high school diploma isn't going to do it. I mean, you've got a lot of work to do.
It is not. And Cheryl, the reason people are looking at health careers is they pay well. You have a predictable and good life. You can get some upward mobility, some of them more than others. But it is a very steady job for a lifetime. And it's a very desirable one as we look into this changing world that we're all of a sudden part of.
Well, and I have told, I have one daughter in an accelerated nursing program right now,
yes.
and I told them both, I said, anything in healthcare, anything.
Anything in health. I'll tell you, the one is healthcare information technology. We are just now in healthcare catching up to where banking and everybody else has been, and so we need from the very short training to PhDs in IT. We are way behind in health IT. And our hospitals and our clinics are coming up with electronic medical records, with regional health information exchanges. And we need to have people ready to train people to use them and to use them.
Well, if folks listening are hearing it here. If you have someone looking for furthering an education, here's an area to go.
Correct. It doesn't always have to be clinical skills. In healthcare, there are many, many, many jobs in healthcare, and they're not all clinical.
Well, and the article also pointed to help available. It's easier than ever before to apply for these
right.
jobs and to be looking. I mean, that's encouraging to folks, too. And what are some of the ways it's easier?
Well, some of the ways are online. I mean, we have some programs here at the Michigan Health Council that you can, if you're a physician, and we've placed many physicians from around the world, they'll get on and look and say, oh, there are 14 jobs in these different places for what my skills are, and they can apply for the job online, send their resume, CV online, and make an agreement to come and visit. And so a lot of it is very different than it used to be for looking for a job. And the employers are anxious to talk to potential employees, so they reach out in many different ways.
And what about programs, expanded programs for high school students?
You know, there are some wonderful programs that are going on for high school students. We just heard about one in Grand Rapids today where the students are being given a real extra zing of science, plus what all the health careers are about, so they begin to understand what the time commitment is in training, what the time commitment is on the job, what courses they need to take, beef up their anatomy and physiology and basic sciences. They then get college credit for that in high school, and they're doing some of that in Southeast Michigan as well.
And these are programs through the Michigan Health Council or through affiliates of yours?
Those are through the colleges. They're through Grand Rapids Community College and Henry Ford Community College are two of the strongest programs we have.
And, of course, we're always talking about money and budgets. We're talking about some great jobs with some good pay.
Correct.
But in order to get educated to get there, that costs money, too. Is there help for some of these students?
There is help for students. Sometimes, now I don't know what's going to happen nationally with Pell Grants. If they qualify for Pell Grants, the students can borrow, can get grants or borrow money to fund their education. But if someone has the skills and the time, borrowing the money or looking for grants and scholarships is a really good idea because it is, it's a career that will last a lifetime.
Well, and one of the other areas that had astonishing growth was home health aides. It said faced
Correct.
The best forecast with a 44.5% increase in jobs expected in the next 7 years.
Right. Right, and some of those will be nurses, and some of those will be just people who could go in and do the basics and help people out with their everyday living. One of the most expensive places to live in healthcare is in a facility. And what they're trying to do is get people to move out of those, stay in their homes longer, and have people come in to help them maybe with some light housework, maybe with some organizing their bills, whatever the needs are, to have some assistance with that so that they don't have to move into a facility where they usually don't ever come out.
Well, and of course, with family spread across the country,
having the
comfort of knowing that there's somebody in there. And again, the training runs the gamut from someone doing basic necessities
right.
to nursing care.
Correct.
A huge market opening up in that area.
Right, and Cheryl, it means getting the person out for a drive, taking them to the grocery store, some very simple things up to complex wound care. All of that will be done by whatever the needs of the patient would be, but the goal is to make people more self-reliant and keep them in their homes longer than bringing them into a housing facility.
Well, Ann, is there a website where people can get more information on the Michigan Health Council and all that you do?
There is. It's www.mhc.org. We're a nonprofit, so it's .org.
Well, Anna, you brought us some good news and some thought-provoking things for folks who maybe want to change careers or just launch one. So I certainly appreciate your help tonight.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Nice to talk to you.
You as well, Anne. Thank you. We've been speaking with Anne Rosewarne, who's president of the Michigan Health Council. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.